People are always laughing at me because I use big words. But if you have big ideas, you have to use big words to express them, haven't you?
Well, now, that seems reasonable.
Mrs. Spencer said your place was named Green Gables, and there were trees all around it. I was gladder than ever. I just love trees. Is there a brook?
Well, now, yes, there's one right below the house.
Fancy! It's always been one of my dreams to live near a brook. Just now, I feel pretty perfectly happy. I can't feel exactly perfectly happy because, well, what color would you call this braid?
It's red, ain't it?
Yes, it's red. Now you see why I can't be perfectly happy. Nobody could who had red hair. I don't mind the other things so much, the freckles and the green eyes and my skinniness. I can imagine them away, but I cannot imagine that red hair away. I do my best. I think to myself, now my hair is a glorious black as the raven's wing. But all the time I know it is just plain red, and it breaks my heart. Mrs. Spencer says, Mr. Cuthbert!
We haven't very far to go now, only another mile.
Oh, Mr. Cuthbert, that place we came through, that white place, what was it?
Well, now, you must mean the avenue. It is a kind of a pretty place.
Pretty? Oh, pretty doesn't seem the right word to use, nor beautiful either. I don't think they go far enough. Oh, it was wonderful, wonderful. But they shouldn't call that lovely place the avenue. They should call it, let me see, the White Way of Delight. Listen, isn't it otherworldly?
That's the frogs over in Barry's pond.
Oh, I don't like that name either. I shall call it, let me see, the Lake of Shining Waters.
We're pretty near home now. That's Green Gables.
Oh, don't tell me. Let me guess. It's the house farthest back from the road. The white one with the blossoming trees. That's it, isn't it?
Well, now, you've guessed it. But I reckon Mrs. Spencer described it so as you could tell.
Oh, no, she didn't. Really, she didn't. But just as soon as I saw it, I felt it was home. Do you know, I've been pinching myself all day. I was so afraid it was all a dream. But this time, it's real. And we're nearly home.